Did you ever, you know, a child that had lost both its parents would be a what?
A motherless child. Fatherless and motherless.
Yeah. He wouldn't have any.
Any folks. Yeah, they had folks, he'd have some folks.
Yeah.
Like if his pa had sisters, he'd have aunties. And if his ma had sisters or brothers, he'd have aunties and uncles and first cousins like that.
Yeah.
But people don't have more than one child, though. Because a child that's left in the woods is lonely. He don't have a brother or sister or nothing. They're lonesome. Because a woman, I know a woman down here in town, said she didn't, her mama didn't have but her one child, but now listen, she got 10 children. And she said she was lonesome when they died and left her. Said she was lonesome. Said her auntie raised her. And said her auntie didn't have no children. And said she didn't have no cousins and nowhere to go, she said. And nobody, she said, she could say was kin to her. And she said she got plenty of children. So they won't get lonesome like she did.
What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
She'd be your aunt.
Okay. Now, did you call have names for your grandmother and grandfather?
Had a name.
Had names an for them? Did you have a, what would you call them? Grandpap or pap and ma'am?
I called my pa, I called him Pop. I called my mama, mama. And I called my grandpa, grandpa. And my grandma, grandma. And her sisters, I called them my aunt.
Did you have any names for each other in the family? Like, were you given a name when you were coming up besides Linda? Lindy?
Mm-mm. Never had now, but all the rest of them had nicknames. I ain't never had none but just Linda. Now, Ada, us called her Tiz. Dirt. Equilla, us called her Dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Viola, let's call her Kurt. And Joseph, let's call her Nigger. And Nanny Lee, let's call her Sue. All of them had a nickname but me.
Dut, Kurt, Nigger, Sue?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And Sue named Nanny Lee. And Bird, he named Ernie. And Otis, Bird, he was named Otis. Now, J.C. didn't have no nickname.
Uh-huh.
And Lil Coleman didn't have no nickname.
Mm-hmm.
But Baby had a nickname.
Yeah.
He was named C.T. And he had a nickname.
Baby.
Mm-hmm. And the others, I didn't know them when they died. I don't know their names, them brother boys.
Mm-hmm. If a woman was going to have a baby, you'd say she was what?
They would say... So she, they said she was, she didn't have?
Yeah.
They said she was in labor.
Well, you know, if she was, what was the term by women used to describe her condition if she was big with a child?
They said something ill with her. That's what I hear them say when I was a child.
She was foot broke or?
No, my mama told, my mama and a lady said one day I was in the kitchen washing dishes, said Ida had broke her leg. A girl stayed up above me. I got through washing them dishes and I went in up there.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was broke, you know, I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
Went up that on and come across the road with two buckets of water. I said, Mom and them say your leg was broke. I said, who in the world has that been sitting down talking about me? I said, Mom and your mom. I run on back and told her. I said, Mama, that girl's leg ain't broke. She said, how you know? I said, I went up there to see. She said, where you get that? I said, I hear y'all talking about you trying my learn you something. And later when I dang got a switch, and that's the worst whooping I ever had in my life. Because I went up there and the woman's leg wasn't broke.
Well, you know what they meant when they said her leg was broke?
I didn't know. I thought the minute it was broke.